Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning, and happy Eagles Victory Day. It is Tuesday, and we are here to bring you another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Man, what a game last night. I tell you what, this Eagles team, that defense is for real, and that's what we're going to focus on, the defense. Obviously, Carson Wentz had a pretty solid showing as well, but just kicking things off, looking at the defense, I tell you, those guys up front, they do one thing, and that's get after the quarterback. You look at what Fletcher Cox was able to do. You had Brandon Graham as well, and they were able to get the rookie, Destiny Vieille. He was able to get pressure on the quarterback, and he actually had a sack fumble. It was one of the three turnovers by the Eagles that they were able to force the Bears to commit. And they went on a run where they had 26 straight points that were not answered by the Bears, and that's really when the game opened up. That defense, you look outside, Jalen Mills, he gave up the big pass to Alshon Jeffrey, but other than that, they pretty much held him down, 96 overall yards. And in the second half, he was more or less shut down, and that's just a testament to Jim Schwartz and the adjustments that he was able to make. Outstanding job of switching things up and rolling the coverage and just doing what they had to do to keep Alshon Jeffrey from beating them. And, wow, what can you say? I mean, they allowed 284 total yards of offense, I believe it was. But the running game was shut down. They didn't let the Bears get going on the running game. One touchdown allowed. That touchdown came because that Alshon Jeffrey 49-yarder put him at first and goal. And they were able to score. But other than that, there was pretty much – offense at a minimum from the Bears. And just watching how some of the guys, I mean, Nigel Bradham had an outstanding interception, and that came off the strength of a good pass rush by Fletcher Cox. He got that interior rush, and he got to the quarterback, and he made Cutler force a throw, rush it as well. And then on the outside, he had the timing messed up when Jalen Mills was able to get a jam on Alshon Jeffrey, who was the one that Cutler was targeting. And when you look at that play, I mean, that was really just each level of the defense all working in one. That was the best example in my book of how well that defense did. And Nigel Bradham, like I said, he stepped back and he picked the ball off, returned it 28 yards. And that play actually is one that really broke the Bears back. When Cutler went over to the sideline, Pernell McPhee, who actually is not playing, he's on the physically unable to perform list. He had surgery on his knee back in February, but he was on the sideline. He's not playing, like I said, but he met Cutler when Cutler came over to the sideline, and he had some words for him. So as you can see from that type of incident, the team was starting to fall apart, and after that, they more or less quit. That's really what happened, because the Eagles, you know, they stopped them on a couple drives, and then they went shoe to shoe and just ran the football down the field. They stuffed it down the Bears' throat, and those are the things that just cripple a team late in the game, and it was time to put the game away, and that's what the Eagles did. I really have to tip my hat to that defense. Just looking at Brandon Graham as well. Brandon Graham is really coming into his own. He was setting the edge, but more importantly, he was getting after the quarterback. There was a time, I believe it was in the third quarter, where the Bears were able to move the football. Connor Barwin was in the game, I believe, and there were a couple plays where they weren't able to seal the edge, and he had some long runs, and that allowed them to work their way down the field. But the defense tightened up. They bend, but they didn't break, and they tightened up, and you had a missed field goal, and that sure didn't help things. in the game, as well as just turnovers. You know, the three turnovers are really what killed the Bears' offense. And I tell you, you can't say much more about the Eagles' defense and what they were able to do. Malcolm Jenkins had a sack, and Roddy McLeod, you know, he played steady defense as well. He had 20 snaps for Michael Kendrick, so he did see one extra snap. But it's going to be that way when you go against a team that runs a lot of nickel, and runs a lot of spread formation, and that's what the Bears did. So the Eagles had to respond with nickel, and it just so happens that Michael Kendrick is not a part of the nickel package. I don't think that's any type of indictment on Michael Kendricks. I don't think that there's any reason to worry about, you know, his playing time or his play regressing, because I mean, he made some outstanding plays. He was able to get in the backfield and made a couple of tackles for a loss. So the play was there. It just, you know, they're rotating that that linebacker unit. And actually, Steven Tolett was able to get some time, and he had a really solid hit on Alshon Jeffrey. I know Jeffrey is feeling that today. And, you know, that's what you want from a veteran guy to come in, a reserve. You want him to come in and make some plays to spark the defense. And that defense as a whole actually sparked the offense. So that's what you had. Carson Wentz spoke afterwards just about how the defense kept them in good position. And if you look at it, like I said, you know, most of this game was really revolving around the defense's success. 29 points on the board, but very oftentimes they gave the Eagles offense the ball with the short side of the field. I mean, they had a short field, consistently had really good field position. There were two times where they had them, you know, starting inside the 30, and that was based off of a couple of interceptions. What more can you say about that defense? Wentz also had a pretty solid game. I like the way he managed the game. He was able to change some plays. You know, when he had that interior blitz coming, he saw that from the linebackers. He checked to a different play and a different. He went from under center to shotgun. So that was a good job of Carson Wentz, just coming out and managing the game. And sometimes that's what you have to do, is be a game manager. It is okay to do that. You know, a lot of people use that game manager label and they use it negatively, but you could win with a game manager that will take shots the way Carson Wentz does. And he took a shot to Jordan Matthews down the field. Talked to Matthews in the locker room afterwards. He lost the ball in the lights, and that's what happens. I mean, you know, no one's perfect. Obviously, he wanted to catch it, and he was harping on that, you know, despite the win, and he had a solid day. But, you know, as a perfectionist, you never want to drop a football, and that's the case with Jordan Matthews. Nelson Aguilar, he also showed the ability to attack the football. That's something I really like, is a receiver that will attack the football. He wasn't able to come down with two of the times that he was targeted. One, he was open down the sideline, and it was a good play by Carson Wentz. And this is one of the things you get that you don't you didn't get from the previous quarterback. Is you get a guy that can move within the pocket. He'll attack the line of scrimmage and look to pass the ball down the field, and that's what he did. Wentz was able to break the pocket. He attacked the line on to his right, and you know, Aguilar saw it, and he turned it up. And Wentz, you know, he has a solid arm, so he let one go, and Aguilar almost got it. Wentz just didn't get enough on it, and Aguilar got his hands on the football. When he went to double catch it, the DB knocked it out of his hands. But then there was a second time also where Wentz threw the ball to Aguilar in the red zone. They gave him a chance to go up and get it, you know, on a fade route, and Aguilar was in the corner of the end zone. He almost got it. Again, it was knocked away by the defensive back. But nevertheless, they're showing faith in Aguilar, and they're showing that they will allow him to attack the football. He had a really good catch. I believe it was on third and long in the first half, and he jumped up and caught the ball in traffic. It was an ill-advised throw by Wentz. I mean, the guy was running to his left, and he threw it back towards the middle of the field on his right, and man, way to go attack the football by Aguilar. So there's some things to definitely pull out of this game. I think it's a really good game. But I tell you what, before we move on to one other phase that I think will be a definite impact on the rest of the season, let's look at something, because what's going to happen next week? The Eagles are going to return home, and they're going to have a GPS game, and they're going to host the Pittsburgh Steelers, the interstate rival. So I know for a fact you want to get tickets. I mean, I would want to get them if I were you. So here's the deal. What you need to do is actually download the SeatGeek app. Make sure you use the promo code LOEAGLES. And when you do the SeatGeek app, the thing that I really like about it is it will allow you to get a rating on your seat. You get a value on how much of a value that you picked up. You got, 5 days until the game time. So what you can do, if there's a price that you would like to see it drop down to, and a lot of times the ticket prices drop down as you get closer to game time, go ahead and set price alerts, and they'll send you an email anytime the price gets closer to your set price. In addition to that, you're able to download the app, like I said, and you get your tickets downloaded right to your phone. You just go to the gate with your phone, and that's how you get access to the game. You can't beat it. The other sites, they're not doing these kind of things to make it easy for you to be able to go to a game, but SeatGeek, they definitely do it. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app. Use the promo code LOEAGLES. I've used it in the past, and it has worked for me. I used it for a concert, and I tell you, it's really good. I've used the others as well, but you know, I just like to be able to have the tickets on my phone. You don't have to worry about printing them out or anything like that. You just take it right to the gate. They scan it, boom, you're in. You can't beat it. And also, it's guaranteed to be an accurate ticket. So you don't have to worry about the scams or anything like that from some of the other websites, you know, whether it be meeting somebody in the park before the game or anything like that. You don't have to do that. It's right there on your phone. Easy use. Also, you get a $20 rebate, LOEAGLES. So getting back to this preview, not preview, but wrap up. And we're going to preview it slightly. We'll do that more later this week. But one of the things I wanted to bring your attention to was the running game and just how important that was to the Eagles for just the purpose of being able to go ahead and put the game away. That's something that they were trying to do. And late in the game, you know, they ran the football. They only had just over 100 yards rushing. I think it was just 100. But at the same time, they were able to run the ball effectively when it mattered the most. And that was towards the end of the game when they were trying to put it away and eat up some clock and shorten the game time so they could get home. And I know that's what they wanted to do. You know, you savor the victory and you get on home and start preparing for the next one. That's what happened with the Eagles. So now it's on to the Steelers. So you got Antonio Brown, D'Angelo Williams, Ben Roethlisberger coming in. It's going to be a game, like I said, a GPS matchup where you're really going to see where this Eagles team actually lines up. They're 2-0 right now, tied for first with the New York Giants for the top of the division. You got two losses within the not within the division, but at home for the Washington Redskins. You have 1-1 record for the Cowboys, one loss within the division. Hey, man, things are looking pretty good for the Eagles. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but things are looking good. Be sure to follow the podcast on iTunes, Locked On Eagles, and definitely follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL and TheEaglesWire.USA today. We are bringing this podcast to you live from the airport. That's why my voice tone is a little bit different. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And, hey, I just wanted to bring you the show this week early and on time for Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more shop. Be sure to stay tuned.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.